Welcome to the Working Ants Podcast. I'm Tony of Woodland Iron, joined by Keith of Blackthorn Concepts. What's going on, man?
What is up?
As little as possible.
Let's start this episode off by thanking our sponsors. Let's change it up a little bit, shall we? I'd like to thank Sabretooth. If you go to sabretooth.com, you can get all your power carving needs covered. And if you use the code WH, you can save 10% on your order.
And I'll take a moment to thank our sponsor, Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers, your home for abrasives, steel, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything at one supplier. You can find him at maritimeknifesupply.ca and .com.
So what is going on with you?
Just getting back from the gym. How about you?
Just got back from the gym.
The 6 feet behind you?
Yeah, I walked all the way from right there to right here. So, what is the day that this releases? Is September 6th. You know what that means?
It means I've got to get something done in about a month's time.
It means a lot of people got to get something done in a month's time. Obviously, from the title of this episode, everyone knows this is the Maker Camp Maker Swap episode. So in 1 month at Maker Camp, we will be doing the Maker Camp Maker Swap. So if you're coming to Maker Camp, the idea is that you make something and you bring it with you to Maker Camp. You enter it into the swap with Tony and I at our table or booth or whatever you want to call it. And it'll be on display for the weekend. And then on Sunday, we do a swap, sort of. Right, Tony?
Sort of. Yes.
It's not a swap. So it's not like you and one other person swap items. You'll get a number when you drop off your item. We will distribute those numbers out per all the items on Sunday morning or tickets or whatever. And then that will go to your ticket, whatever is the item that lines up with your number. Does that sound right? Maybe you can explain it better than I just did.
I don't know. I think you got it. I mean, everybody's going to get a ticket. That ticket will then be randomly assigned to an item. And then when it's time to pick up your item, you come with your half of the ticket and you match them up, and then you'll have your item.
Yeah.
And with that, when you give your item to us, we ask that you have some information like, don't give phone numbers, addresses. That stuff doesn't. It's more like,
yeah, whatever
Instagram handles, that kind of like a social media type thing, so that you can correspond with, you know, with the person that received your item, and hopefully that'll be reciprocated on the other end, where, you know, whoever items you get, you can talk with them, and whoever gets your item, you can, you know, reach out and kind of bring the community together, kind of thing.
Yeah. You may get one of your friends, or you may make a new friend by whatever item you receive and whoever receives your item. So essentially, I mean, it would be pretty hard for it to be a one-on-one swap, right? We've only had one instance in, 250 entries where somebody got their own item. And I don't think we've gotten any reports that person A and person B actually got each other's item.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like, if anybody thinks there's a fix in, it's pretty near impossible to put a fix in, because we get the numbers over the span of basically 3 days, and we're both goldfish, so nobody remembers anybody's numbers, so we don't. And, I mean, last year, we basically had Lucas grabbing, we had one of the drink cups from the tiki bar, and he was just reaching in and grabbing a mitt of tickets and then just start laying them out.
There was a bunch of us. It was more than just Lucas.
Yeah, but that was one example, I guess.
Yeah. It is chaos. There's no fixing. There's no nothing. So
we're hoping this year that, the chaos will be more organized. It will still be chaos, but it will be organized.
Yeah. We have learned from our mistakes of prior years as to what the best way to run this is. The first year we had somebody else calling out who got what. like a traditional, like, what do you call that? Like almost like pulling a raffle number out, calling it, and you came up and got your number.
Yeah.
But there's way too many entries for this thing. It would bore you. You're not there for the swap. The swap is just the sideline. Maker Camp is its own animal. We don't want to take anyone away from that.
Right.
So last year we did it this way, and we're going to do it more organized this year. On the back end, Tony and I, and some other people have it all figured out. So it should go real smooth this year. And we ask that you be there on Sunday. If you lose your ticket, tough. So don't lose your ticket.
Take a picture of your ticket. We will accept that.
We'll accept that on your phone, or your Polaroid or whatever you have.
just don't do it on 35 mil, because then you got to go get it developed.
Yeah, I don't think they have 1 hour photos anymore.
I don't know where you get it done. Oh, God.
But yeah, so you got to be there on Sunday to pick it up. If for some reason you can't be there on Sunday, you better find a friend if you entered on Saturday and you have to leave for Sunday. Give that ticket to a friend and tell them to get your item to you. I don't ship. Tony lives in another country, so he doesn't want to have to ship anything.
Yeah, and I don't want to have to bring it back across the border.
So I'm sure you got friends going to Maker Camp that can help you get your item.
Yeah, for me this year, my item that I'm making is going to be large enough that if someone is flying, I will ship it to you. But that's
same thing with mine, but that's me for my entry.
Yeah.
So if you haven't made something yet and you're going to make something that big, be prepared for you to ship it to the recipient.
Yeah. Just be mindful of that. I mean, we have tried to talk and say in years past to, you know, be mindful of that. But I think it's just getting to the point where, like, because of what people make, it's just not feasible for them to make something that, you know, carry on type size, and then you got to worry about it possibly breaking or whatever. So just be mindful of that. If you make something that's that kind of size, it's on you to ship it or work out something with the recipient to get it to them.
Right. I think as makers, most people are already adept to shipping stuff. So
I would hope.
Yeah. And a lot of people do drive. There's only a select few people that have to go on airplanes. And out of those select few, most of them probably have a carry-on or a checked bag. So it may be okay. Yeah. But if you're bringing, a Maloof style rocker to give away, which I'd be impressed if anyone brings one of those. But if you bring something like that, just be prepared to ship it to whoever gets it.
Yeah.
So what kind of things should you make, Tony? What kind of things get entered into this?
I was wondering how you're going to ask that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
let's talk about these swap items, Tony.
So the swap item, what we've talked about this year, especially, because we have had some critiques that what we want people to bring is bring your best. So we don't want, you know, quick 30-second projects. We want something that took you some time to produce. I guess that might be the best way to say it.
Bring pride with your item. Whatever it is fine, but have some pride in your item when you bring it. So this isn't, we don't want people coming in trying to win the lottery by putting in, you know, just a quick item for the chance to go home with somebody who put in a lot of time into their item. We just ask that you put in your skills and show off what your skills are in your item. Obviously, if you make Maloof style rockers, we're not asking you to bring a Maloof style rocker, but maybe use some of those skills that you have in making a Maloof style rocker to make an item that shows off those skills that can go into the swap. If you typically make Damascus knives, you don't necessarily have to make a Damascus knife to go in there, but use the skills that you use to make a Damascus knife to make something to put in, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fair. Yeah. I mean, but also, I guess one thing to be prepared for is if you do put a high dollar item in, there is a possibility of getting a lower dollar value back, if that's what you want.
100%.
But what we want and what we've seen for the most part is people bringing, you know, a good quality item for their skill set. And I mean, I'm doing a campfire, like tripod kind of setup. And I mean, there will be smiths that will be able to do what I'm doing way better, way more artistic. You know, mine, I'm just going to try and make it as clean as I can and make it as usable as possible. And I'm going to bring my best skill set forward, and I want to be happy with my end result. And I guess that's what we're trying to put out there to everybody, is that that's what we want from everyone. We don't want a quick item, because we did hear that the first year, a couple people, and I don't even remember who said it, and I'm not going to get into that either. And but it was like, there was some talk of, oh, put an item in because you could get, like that year was, I think Leah Airpotch put in the those bottle openers, two bottle openers. And it was like the lotto. That was the premise of some people were thinking, oh, you can make an item at camp. We really don't want to see that. We did have a few items last year that were finished at camp, which I get that. Time crunch, that could happen.
Well, one guy had planned that.
Yeah, that was
kind of cool.
That was cool. He storied it. There was a video that accompanied the whole thing. Like, that was cool. But yeah, we don't want items that were made in 10 minutes. We want, you know, put some time in, like, show us what you can do.
The idea is to bring a little bit of your talent from your shop and something that you can make at home, bring it there and show it off, so that when you're there and you're meeting new people, and they say, oh, what types of stuff do you make? And if you make, I don't know, stone carvings, right? I'm just pulling that out. Or you're you're in a pottery or stained glass. You could say, oh, I do stained glass. And they say, oh, what kind of things do you do? You could say, well, at the swap table, I put in my stained glass lampshade or ornament or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the style. So then they can go check out what you can make there. So you can kind of show off your skills in front of the group, right?
Yeah.
You may open up a whole new world by showing people what you can do, as opposed to pictures on your phone. It's for you to showcase yourself and your skill set. That's the idea of the swap. Now, we're not saying everyone has to be a master, because there's people who are new and there's people who are masters. There's people who are a hobbyist and there's those that are professional. Everyone is in the same pool in the swap. We get that. So don't shy away because you're a beginner and you don't think your skills are going to be good enough. Just whatever your skill set is, bring the top of that skill set into your item. That's what we're asking for.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. Like, if you're new and you get, like, if I were to get an item for someone that was fairly new to it, and then in 5 or 10 years I can say that this is one of so-and-so's first pieces and I have it.
Right.
Like, that's a good thing. I think there's some merit to that you get to see someone's progression through it. Even if you don't get that item, you could see, hey, they made this item 1 year, and the next year maybe they made the same item, but then they've improved on it. And that to me is worth it too, because then you can just show people the progression through the years.
Yeah. Like, I am not a master woodworker, but I am doing woodworking for my item. I consider myself a woodworker, but that's not what I do for a living or anything. And I'm bringing a toolbox. So that's what I'm doing. You can check it out on my page if you want.
Yeah, I actually have steel ordered. I have to pick it up tomorrow.
So yeah, so there's 4 weeks left, which should be enough time. If you've heard about it, you probably have either started or thought about it or ordered your material or what have you. So you got 4 weeks to finish it up, get it into the swap, but you have to bring it. There's no IOUs. There's no, I was making this and I didn't finish, so I'll just mail it to the person who gets it.
That's a good point.
The item has to be there. So that's one thing. You have to be there to pick it up. There will be a 1-hour window where you can pick it up. at the swap, like we will announce when the swap is open, like when the actual swap is open for you to come pick up your item, because before that they'll just be on display there. And we'll be organizing stuff on Sunday morning. It's going to be tough. Don't come over looking for what yours is going to be. We're not going to tell you until the swap begins. When the swap begins, just get in line, get your item. You got 1 hour to pick it up. After that hour, it's just going to, we're going to leave. So.
All right. Well, that's what Keith wants to do. But I will do a round of the tents and give you and give you a last call.
Yeah, we'll do a last call. But last year and the year before, we sat on side items for a few hours. And
yeah, that's not what we want to do. We want to enjoy camp as well as everybody else. So
yeah.
So we'll do a last call. I'll run around to the tents and use my best dad voice, screaming at everybody to come get their item.
I'll bring the bullhorn again this year,
and Keith will have the fire ready to go.
Yeah.
Not really. We're not going to burn any items.
No. That's not us.
No.
A couple other things. We don't know who's who when you're dropping the thing off. But if you are a demonstrator, let us know that when you drop your item off and you fill out the little bit of paperwork that we have. It's basically name and social media handle, and that's it. But we'll have like little pieces of paper for you to fill out when you drop it off. It's like what, a 2 minute process to drop off your item?
Yeah, give or take.
Depending on the line. We'll have an hour on Friday, an hour on Saturday, and an hour early Sunday morning for you to drop off your item.
Yep.
So there's 3 hours of camp that you can drop off your item. Do not leave any items on the table that weren't checked in by Tony, myself, or my wife. We'll be there for those 3 hour windows. Just come drop off your item at those times. Maybe two sessions on Saturday. I don't know.
I think we've done two sessions every Saturday.
All right. So one on Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday. That'll be on the schedule for the Maker Camp, what those times are. You can drop it off at those times. Don't leave anything there and say, oh, I entered this. Give me a ticket later. That's not happening. Don't find us later at night when we're enjoying ourselves by the fire, because I'm not going to have the tickets on me.
Yeah.
So it should be fun. And then we're going to try and leave it on display as long as possible, all the items. Last year, we tried to leave them out as long as possible. This year, there may be shelving units there for us to display it throughout the day. So, but be mindful. Do not knock anything off any shelves.
Corey,
because it's not your item. So be mindful. Don't touch anything that's on a shelf. Just leave it there. But you can go and look at it and talk about it. Bring your friends over. Show off what's there. All that stuff. Just be mindful what's there. Some of it is fragile.
Yeah, so that's one of the things too, like that we try and do is the tag with your name and everything will stay with the item. That piece of paper that you fill out will stay with the item. So when we do have people coming around and looking at it, you know, if they ask, we'll check the item and tell them whose item it is or whatever, and maybe they can go find you, kind of thing. So that adds to it too, like the community side of things, where, you know, someone sees something they like, then they can seek you out, you know, go talk to you. Maybe they want to learn from you, anything like that. Like that's a big part of what we're trying to do here.
We had a lot of people last year come over and ask us who made such and such, or who made this, or do you know who made that? Because they wanted to talk to them to learn about it. Yeah. Some people, I believe, even sold some items that way.
Oh, I didn't know. That's still cool. Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
Somebody saw something they wanted and they said, I want to order one of these. So that was fun.
Hmm. So yeah, there's opportunities.
Yeah. We had some people who wanted other items last year and they were trying to do like a white elephant, which we don't do. But if you want to do it after the swap or wait around to see who got something you really wanted, you may be able to trade with them. That's up to you guys. We don't handle that. That's outside of our purview, but that does happen. So that was kind of fun last year. And then somebody actually bought something because the guy didn't want to give up what he got. So
I didn't see any of that. So
Yeah. So there's a lot of fun to it, and there's a lot of ways that it intermingles into the crowd, and then you can meet other people through your friends to see what they got. So it's a fun event. It's a very small portion of Maker Camp. We don't want this to be like, oh, this overshines Maker Camp. Maker Camp's got a lot going on. So we try and streamline the little swap thing real quick and in the corner, and then you can come view the items as you at your leisure throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
Most people come. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I'm excited for it. Yeah. Getting my item ready to go, and I hope to have it better than last year's.
Yeah. I'm hoping for more items than last year too. To give you guys an idea, we had 100 and it was a great debate between Tony and I. We may have ripped two tickets, but 152 tickets or 154 entries.
Yeah. And I forget the first year was like 110, 120.
Something like that. Yeah. Somewhere in that range.
Of which I remember, I think most showed up on Sunday the first year, but then we were pretty good the second year. I think we're up over 100 on Saturday pretty quickly.
Yeah. If you're one of the people who's only coming for a day, the swap happens on Sunday. So if you're just going to be there for the day, maybe come on Sunday if you want to participate in the swap, or find a friend when you're there for the day that can maybe, like, if you are going to drop something off, find a friend to pick it up. You know, we're not like, as long as they have the ticket, they can pick up the item.
Yeah. We're not policing possession of whose ticket it is. It's if you have that ticket, that's your item.
Yeah. We've had a lot of people come and they said, oh, so-and-so ran out. They want me to pick up their item, you know? Okay.
Yeah. Cause we did have that where, people's, flights were leaving. They're leaving on Sunday, you know, flights dictated that they needed to be, you know, at an airport before noon hour kind of thing. So we did run into that, last year that I remember.
Yeah. And some people were carpooling with other people that had to leave early. So
yeah,
like they were getting back to the airport, I think, earlier than they should have had to go back.
Yeah. So that, yeah, like I say, we're not policing whose ticket was whose. It's just, if you have that ticket, that's your item.
If you have questions, you can reach out to us on Working Hands Podcast on Instagram. One of us will respond.
Yeah. Complaint department is Keith. So just address everything to Keith.
I will handle all complaints with tact, as always.
And efficiency.
Much efficiency, yes. Yeah. As far as rules for what you can make, we don't have any.
No.
There's no rules. The only rule.
As long as it's legal for you to possess inside the U.S.
Yes.
That's the only
thing. That is true. Yes. All right. So that's a rule.
Yeah.
And then the guideline is just to show off your skill.
Yeah.
It's one of those vague things that we always do, like make what you fear, make or can't, make or swap. It's vague. It's open to you.
Yeah. And it's have fun with it, you know.
Yeah, definitely have fun with it.
Have fun with it. Show us your skill. Show us what you can do. That's all we ask. And honestly, that's what everybody's been doing for the last couple of years. I've been very surprised by the reaction and the amount of participation we've had in, you know, these short couple of years.
Yeah, for such a little idea, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of last year, it was one of those things, like, you're just like, wow, this was a lot of fun. It was a lot of people very happy with the items they got.
Yeah. There was a lot of impressive stuff on that table.
Yeah. That goes without saying.
Yeah. I got to remember, or you or somebody, to take photos of it all, like photos of the table or something. I had photos last year and I broke my phone on the last day of camp. So.
Yeah, we got to do better with the photos.
Yeah.
That way we can, you know, push things out there for people too.
I think I was talking to Patsy, said she would take photos as the whole chaos is happening for us. So, I hope she doesn't forget.
Yeah, she's got her own chaos in her sewing tent most days. So.
No, that's Patty. Patsy, I said.
Patsy. Oh, Patsy. Sorry. Yeah, oh, jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, as you're making or finishing up or whatever you're doing, use the hashtag MakerCampMakerSwap or MakerCampMakerSwap 2023 is probably more direct for this year.
Yeah, I started looking at the hashtags, and I think if people start using 23 or 2023, will kind of sort it out a little easier for people.
Yeah, because on the other one, there's 2 years worth of MakerCampMakerSwap over there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were just doing stories. There's no reason to keep what you're making a secret, right? I've posted about mine. I just haven't posted final photos yet because I'm not done with it. It's taking me forever. But that's my own problem. I'll talk about it in the after show. But as soon as it's done, I'm going to post it everywhere. So there's no reason to hide what you're making. The whole idea is to be proud of what you're making. So show it off now. Show it off when it's in progress. Show it off when you finish it. Show it off when you pack it. Use that hashtag. Post it up. Tag us in it. If you tag us, we will share it in our stories. I want to see them all. It's hard to see everything now with the way they run hashtags on Instagram.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't seem to.
They used to have like the recent button. They got rid of the recent button because Instagram doesn't like recents anymore.
They just want to push what they want to push.
No, according to the Adam Mazzeri, he says it promotes bullying. I don't understand it, but I guess in certain hashtags, there was a problem with the recents and they couldn't police what was happening.
Oh.
So once it gets run through their algorithms, then it's in the hashtag. So that's why we say if you use 2023, then, you know, it's easier to follow if it's a niche down hashtag.
Yes. Yeah.
So Maker Camp Maker Swap 2023. It's a mouthful. It's a lot of letters. But once you start typing it, it'll autofill it.
It autofills. Yeah.
Awesome. What else on the swap, Tony? Anything else?
No, I think we've covered everything. Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly. Mainly the good. A lot less of the other.
If you haven't gotten your tickets for Maker Camp yet, you should buy them now. Order them up. Eventbrite. Go to the webpage and get them.
So what do they have left now at this point? It's Silvers?
Silvers, yeah. Which is a great deal, if you ask me. If you're okay camping or you want to get a Airbnb close by or stay at a different hotel, just because the rooms are sold out at the Blackthorn doesn't mean there's not other ways to go. You can rent an RV. You could stay in a tent. You can rent a van and stay in the parking lot. There's plenty of things you can do. They have restaurants right there on the...
I was going to say, that could be quite interesting. You sleep in the parking lot right beside the bar.
Yeah, you may want to park in the regular parking lot, not the bar parking lot.
Well, I mean, depends on how interesting you want your night to be.
Yeah, yeah. The website is CatskillMountainMakersCamp.com. You can go there for all the information. I believe Austin will be on next weekend. Or next week. So we will have Austin on and we'll talk about all the other events happening at the Maker Camp.
We will not talk about spider season.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to leave spider season out of that.
I still get people talking about spider season.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But I'm excited to get him on.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But yeah. So yeah, let us know if you have any questions. We try and make it open-ended. Impress yourself, impress us, impress everyone. That's the game plan. And keep an open mind as to what you get, because you never know what you're going to get.
Yes.
All right. Let's thank our patrons, Tony.
Yes, let's do this. So we'll start off here. We have Corey of Odyssey CNC, Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette of 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lillian Archer Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Wood Finery. In our top tier, we have Eastpoke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence Maritime Nicesupply.com, Ed Johns of ButtJoints.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Vincent Ferrari of Digitally Creative, Brian Housewort of Workfort Podcast, Artigino Sorio, Matt of Wooden Mustache, Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna of Wido Works, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Gnomehammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, and Matt of First Duke Construction. Thank you, everyone. We really do appreciate the support.
Yes, thank you all. You guys are all fantastic.
As I'm reading the list off, I'm like, oh, I remember. I was just remembering what some of these, like, there are participants in the swap in this list. And we've had some pretty doozy items from our patrons, so it's good to see.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year. There's a lot going on this year at camp.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know if Ryan's solidified things yet, but I think me and him are going to be making a hammer. There may be some striking happening.
That's amazing.
I'm hoping that does happen.
How many top tools are you going to break this time?
Every one.
If you are coming, talk to Tony, find out when he will be striking. It's a sight to see.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be breaking in a new hammer that day. Ryan is making me an 8-pound sledge, so which is 2 pounds heavier than the one I used at
the group forge.
At the group forge.
I don't know why you always forget.
I always forget the thing, the forging thing that I go to every year now.
Yeah, with the group of us. What is it called?
What's the group forging thing? Oh, right. But yeah, no, we've talked about that for the last little bit. Actually, I'm going to reach out to him again just to kind of solidify things. But I definitely want to do it. It's just whether or not there's time and space for us to do it.
Yeah, time can get away from you pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, when we did our little build-off thing, that got away from me. We're trying to do that in, what, an hour total? There was no way any of us did that in an hour total. We forged for an hour, most of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Adam said most of us had the total build in 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's, maybe 2.5 for some of us, which is still a pretty impressive feat for 2 hours.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'd do something like that again for sure. But
not at camp.
With so many other things going on, it's just like, yeah, because I think I did mine on Saturday night. Like, I did it pretty much as late as I possibly could.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was fun, though. But
yeah, I still have that knife. I'm still trying to figure out. Part of me wants to fix it. And then part of me just likes to leave it the way it is and just have it as a wall hanger with the damage.
Oh, mine's a wall hanger. It's destroyed. Yeah. The only thing, I mean, I could fix it. It's an easy grind out. But then, I don't know, I would never use it as a knife anyway. So I'm leaving it at the battle wounds on it.
Yeah, mine, we got looking at it. I had another, it was Fiery Ice Forge, Ben, I think is his name.
Yeah,
I was talking to him, and he was kind of going through what he thought was the failures on my knife, and I think it was I didn't get it hard enough to start, and that's why it, like, the way it failed, because it rolled. It didn't break. It rolled. It was too soft. If it had broke, like, if it chipped out, it would have been, that would have meant it was too hard kind of thing.
But I know nothing about knife making. That's why I came in last.
I think we all came in last. Nobody won that one.
No, not one knife survived.
It was good fun. Well, the one that did survive didn't even cut a water bottle.
Mine didn't cut a water bottle either.
Mine, all the damage on mine was from the antler. It obliterated the antler, but it also damaged the knife as well. But yeah, that was a good time.
It was. All right. What do you think? Head on over to the after show, and I'll tell you my story of my woes and my toolbox.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, kids, if you want to find Tony, you can find him at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram if you want to send us any questions about your swap item, or if we're not as clear as mud here, we can be muddier
there. I was going to say it's going to be muddier.
Yeah, if you want to rate and review the show, 5 stars is always appreciated. That would be awesome. You can find Tony's running the TikTok at Working Hands 3. And yeah, it's not much happening over there, right?
No, it's pretty quiet.
So yeah, find us on Instagram. We can't wait to see you at camp. Later.
Yeah, bring your best.
Yeah, bring your best for sure. Later.